Diverging Paths, written by Spinning Threads, read by Flamingwell. Fandom, Guardian. In one universe, the SID arrives in time to protect a terrified student and her teacher. That universe is not this one, and Li Qian finds herself summarily teleported, or something, into Professor Shun's office. The last thing she sees before she recognizes the familiar surroundings is a human-shaped shadow turned to ice and a glaive appearing out of nothing into Professor Shun's hand. What the hell?
Stay here, please.
Professor Shun rests his hands against her shoulders, a brief squeeze of reassurance, and she nods slowly, brain still trying to come to terms with everything that isn't sheer terror. Then her professor is gone again, and she's alone in the room, breathing slowly and trying to will her heartbeat to stop jackrabbiting in her chest. It works eventually, and she sinks down onto the chair in front of Professor Shun's desk, relieved that her fingers are no longer trembling. On the one hand, she thinks, she should still be terrified, because Professor Shun is certainly not as human as he appears. She could walk out of here right now, and he probably wouldn't comment at all. On the other, this explains so much, and even if she walked out the door, there was no guarantee something else wouldn't come after her, even if Professor Shun deals with the shadow. She stays where she is. She's a scientist, after all. Curiosity has always been a weakness of hers. Oh, that looks more like a portal of some kind, not actual teleportation. Interesting. Is that why you can't use computers? The words spill out of her before she stops to think, and Professor Shun blinks at her in bewilderment.
Computers?
Or any kind of technology, she adds, like the projectors, or mobile phones. He winces, moving carefully towards his desk and the chair behind it. Giving her space, she thinks. Room to run, if she wanted. If she had wanted that, though, she wouldn't still be here. Besides, she knows there are stranger things in the world than what you can see. Her grandmother's life is proof of that.
That, in a sense, yes.
He sits down and just looks at her. It's his evaluating look, the one he gets when he's turning over things in his mind, looking for the weak spots in your arguments so he can poke holes in them until you reach a more comprehensive conclusion.
You're taking this very well, Li Qian.
I think I hit the sheer terror barrier and came out the other side, Professor, she says, honestly. But I do have questions, if that's okay. Really, though. So many questions. He stares at her again. Then the corner of his mouth quirks up and he ducks his head slightly, the way he only does when he's truly pleased or happy about something.
Of course. Where would you like to begin?
The end.